and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's National Pet Shelter Day, and what they're encouraging people to do is clear the shelters, adopt your pets, and, you know, Raven and I are big advocates of that.
Yeah, adopt, don't shop, people. Get out there and do it. Do something great, and of course, we'll have a new video going up for you this afternoon, thanks to my friends at Choice Pet and Raven's Pets Pals at star999.com and on our Facebook, so check that out, too.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So, in honor of National Pet Shelter Day, we've invited our dogs into the studio, and we thought we would interview them about how it felt to be adopted by us. And we're going to start with my puppy, Lila, who's now 8 months old. Lila, when you were first, when you first met us and when we adopted you that December Saturday morning, like, what did you think of us, your initial reaction? Okay. Oh, well, it's not... Yeah, but Lila, you should be a little more thankful. You're not thankful. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Really surprised she said that about your husband's hair.
Well, she said, I had concerns. You guys looked very confused. And then you bought me cat food, and I knew that this was going to be an uphill battle, and your husband's hair was very strange. I mean, he tries to look like John Hamm. Like, I don't know. That's like the way he wears his hair. I didn't think that affected you.
You've always been proud of it.
Yeah. But now that we've figured it out how to be dog parents, because we weren't really sure that day. We kind of just, it was a whim, and we didn't know what we were doing. But you're happy. You're happy now. Right, Lila? Yep. I'm working on it. She says you can move a little faster on our walks, and I would like unlimited treats. And when I can't sit through any more reruns of Desperate Housewives, can you please tell your husband, Paul, to stop watching them?
But
he loves Desperate Housewives. What am I supposed to do?
Right, and the narration is so much fun.
Right.
It's stimulating.
Exactly.
I was very upset when that show went off the air.
Right.
We have two rescue puppies in our house. We've got Baxter. He's our newest. He's 3 years old. We got him when he was about a year old. And then Barkley is going to be 4. Coming up on it later on this year. And we got him when he was like 8 weeks or whatever. So we'll start by talking to Baxter because he's the newest one there. So Baxter, how did you feel when we found you at the shelter? Oh. Okay. Well, we're not supposed to tell anybody about that. Come on, buddy. Come on. He says he was excited, of course, but still a bit nervous when we snatched him from the clutches of another family. He said he liked us. But, I mean, we just committed larceny.
Right. He makes a good point. You stole him, essentially.
You know what? Those other people, they were hesitating. All right? Right. And once you walk out of the place, and then you can't come back in.
Okay.
All right? If you put the dog down and somebody else takes a look, you're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's just the way it works here. First impressions when you got home, Bax. Right. Yeah. He says it was way bigger than the crate that he had been staying in for weeks, but there was a kind of a funny smell in the house when he went in there, and then he nailed it. It was another dog.
Oh, was he happy about that?
What was that like? He just couldn't even hold himself when you asked him. He says he was pretty upset at first, and then he was madder, and the dog pushed him around. He got to steal all his toys in his bed at first. So it all worked out because these humans are broken in because of the other dog there. And then Barkley, I mean, since we bring it up, how did you feel when Baxter came home to live with you guys? Oh. So much anger.
Why is he so mad?
He says he doesn't share his mommy and daddy, and over a year later, the fight continues. Overall, he loves his brother, but he likes to wrestle for a couple hours. Then he would lock him in a closet.
Oh.
Says he's not evil, that he can have some food and water, but still.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that all makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, our major thing today is even though puppies don't seem to be very thankful, and especially in our house, you should still adopt.
Listen, there's nothing but bliss in the Raven household. Get some rescue puppies.